Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to empathically hear and understand what people are communicating. And she's also able to take complex concepts and make them practical and applicable so that people can implement them in their daily lives. So I am super excited to introduce Denise Bischoff. Now, Denise is a professional life coach who has made it her mission to help women get the clarity, confidence, and courage they need to live meaningful and happy lives. Now, her inspiration comes from her own journey in 2012, when her busy life left her stuck in a cycle of overwhelm and self-doubt. It was affecting her health, work, and relationships. So she knew she needed to make a change. And with dedication to self-care and the healing practices of yoga, meditation, prayer, forgiveness, and life coaching, she felt empowered to share what she learned with others. Now, through her live-inspired coaching programs, Denise compassionately and intuitively guides her clients to create a life they love. Well, welcome, Denise. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you, Wendy. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping women improve their lives and achieve happiness through a variety of modalities and approaches. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Thank you. I am looking forward to sharing.
All right. And Denise, I have to know what exactly was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice. I know when I introduced you, I talked about this journey that began in 2012 when your busy life kind of left you stuck in a cycle of overwhelm and self-doubt. But can you share a little bit more about the tipping point?
Absolutely. So for the previous decade before 2012, I had been involved in a grassroots nonprofit organization as a leader. And to really put it simply, I burned myself out. So working lots of hours, wearing lots of hats, and I hit the wall. It was affecting my life in so many ways. And one of those was I couldn't sleep. And I really started to have a short fuse with people around me. And so that was basically a decision point for me that I needed to make a change in order to save myself. That's what it felt like. Looking back on it, I see it as burnout. As I said, I really hit the wall. At the time, I don't know that I could have identified that. But definitely, that's what happened.
Well, it's interesting how life tends to bring us on the path to aligning with, like I said in the intro here, our zone of genius. And you took that and had the courage to then share that experience, the wisdom that you gained through your own experiences, and now make this big impact for others. I just love that. And so 2012 sounds like that was the tipping point. Is that when you started your coaching practice? And if you could then take that question one step further and just share if your business mission or vision has evolved during that course of time.
Yeah, so it took a lot of courage for me to leave the nonprofit organization. And when I did, I had a lot of healing and self-growth to do. And, you know, I have been a yoga teacher for many years.
Okay.
So that has been not only my own healing practice, but teaching others is so profoundly healing as well. So I definitely started in that realm, and I did other things. I helped start an integrative health center in my community. So of course, coming with lots of business experience, you know, and I knew I needed to help other women navigate this crazy world with more ease and grace. I wanted to help women who were so busy taking care of themselves, other people, excuse me, that they've forgotten how to take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that was just really strong on my heart. And helping women de-stress was kind of my inroad there. Mm-hmm. And so doing that through yoga and also just teaching about self-care. And I really focused on meditation and restorative yoga. And that's a really wonderful practice that helps people relax and restore their bodies and their minds.
Right.
So that really dovetailed into really wanting to help people make a lasting change. And the support that people need is something other than a family member or a friend. It's someone who can offer them insight and encouragement and accountability and resources. And having experienced the power of life coaching, I knew that that's what I wanted to offer to others. So it wasn't until 4 years ago that I completed my life coaching certification and started down that road.
Interesting. Okay. So yeah, the one avenue of, you know, and yoga is, like you said, it is such a healing modality and provides such a dynamic support for people to really reconnect with their inner strength. But then it sounds like you saw even a bigger way to, you know, step into life coaching in general that affects so many different aspects of people's lives. So yeah, I love how you really followed that path for yourself and took that role more seriously and actually brought that into a life coaching format. So yeah, that's great. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
Oh my goodness. Yes. So I had to work through a lot of my own stuff. Of course, you know, I believe we're always on a journey of healing and self-discovery. You know, I consider myself a seeker and again, finding answers that I can share with others. But I certainly had to work on, you know, limiting beliefs and mindsets that just were no longer serving me. So self-doubts, you know, fear of putting myself out there, imposter syndrome, like people are going to figure out, you know, I'm not enough. You know, all of these speak to the belief that I'm not good enough. So that's probably one of the biggest challenges that being an entrepreneur has brought to me. I think we all deal with these challenges in our lives that was probably just more peeling away layers of the onion there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, definitely. As soon as we venture out onto our own turf with our own business, why that's when a lot of these feelings, these limiting beliefs seem to just come screaming to the surface because we're not now part of something else, something like you were part of this nonprofit organization. Now you are venturing out on your own and it does bring to the foreground some of these limiting beliefs. Well, can you share with us maybe a technique that you use to break past that barrier of feeling not good enough or, you know, something that you did that really helped you align more with your true strengths and your zone of genius versus listening to that falseness?
Sure. So there's a wonderful process that I use in my coaching with people as well. And it's really identifying those messages, those stories, those fears that are really not true. Mm-hmm. And when we're able to identify them and see them for what they are, then we can choose something different. So we can see how they are impacting how we're interacting with the world, how our current reality is. And so we can then choose new, what I call new empowering truths or new beliefs that will help move us forward. Mm-hmm. And so just going through that process, and I also use visualization, and I went through that as well with my coach in releasing that, integrating new empowering truths into my life, keeping those new empowering truths present every day. And again, just choosing to see life through that lens mm-hmm. rather than those old, really disempowering or limiting beliefs.
Mm-hmm. It's really recognizing where the truth really is, right? Yeah. So that's great. I love that. And, you know, you're obviously an expert here at helping women create healthier, happier lives. But how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Well, I don't like to use the word hate, but I would say that was probably a word that I would have used initially. So definitely struggled with sales. Again, seeing salespeople as pushy or dishonest, and not that that's true, but just didn't want to be seen that way.
Yeah.
And so, you know, at my discovery sessions, when I connect with people who are interested in coaching, I love talking to them about where they are now, where they want to be, and how I can help them get there. But I don't love talking about money or feeling like I'm trying to convince them that working with me is worth it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And those are both really common challenges. So you're definitely not alone in that. And just talking about the money, because that links to maybe our paradigm, our beliefs around money, you know, our relationships about money. And so if there's anything lagging with our beliefs around the self-value and self-worth, right, then that comes up, you know, and helps us mm-hmm. to lose our confidence at that point within the conversation, which is, you know, let's face it, your expertise is something that is really valuable. So it stands to reason that there would be an investment level to work with you. But again, those limiting beliefs tend to keep us playing small. And then the other thing that I think you brought up that occurs so often is just what to do to help people to feel inspired to work with you versus you feeling like you have to convince them to work with you. And again, that's somewhat of a mindset, but there are actually some very specific things that need to occur in the enrollment conversation that help people through what I call their prospect to client journey. And that's really how I frame the enrollment conversation, because people start out with some resistance or hesitations or, you know, fears of the unknown in terms of, okay, what is she going to, how's this going to go? You know, am I going to be put into a pressure situation or what's ahead of me? So they feel a little bit of resistance. And then through that mode, then helping them to gain the clarity and confidence and inspiration to say yes. And so if you'd like, I would love to provide you with a little bit of on-the-spot coaching here around this money hesitation or, you know, resistance around the money component. Would you like a little bit of some techniques about that?
Absolutely. I would love that.
Okay, great. So what I have found to be a way to help my clients really shift their relationship with talking about the money, the cost of investment component of the conversation, is prior to the conversation even starting, you know, before you have the meeting with the person, really take some time to reconnect with the outcome of the work that you do. And even if it's self-reflection, mm-hmm. you know, ideally it's with reflecting on a previous client that you've worked with and where they started out before working with you and where they landed and what their life is now after working with you. And quantify that in your own mind, really reconnect with that, because that's something that, you know, when we've got an enrollment conversation coming up, we think about the process of, okay, I got to be sure to do this or that or whatever. And we lose connection with the great work that we do. And we kind of get into this implementation mode of the process of the conversation. And so taking that time just beforehand to just get quiet and reconnect with that energy of the outcome of the life after working with you and what the ripple effect has been of helping somebody regain that connection with their strength and be able to have that confidence to approach their lives and create the happiness. What is happiness worth? How is it showing up for them on a daily basis? How has it impacted their relationships, not only with others, but themselves? And just lean into that great work that you're doing. And really, what has that been worth? Can you even put a price tag on that? You know, it's almost priceless to go from a state of despair to a state of living happily and healthy lives. And so when you really lean into the value of your work ahead of time, then that gives you a whole different mindset in your conversation with your prospect. And it allows you to continue that strength into the point where you say, and the cost of working, you know, the investment level of this program is such and such. And it should create more strength for you in sharing what the cost or the investment is, because you have already this bigger vision of the work that you do, instead of thinking only about that dollar amount. Does that seem to resonate? Does that help you at all?
That is really powerful.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Really. I love it when, you know.
I love that shift. You know, it, and again, just kind of that energetic shift, which is always what I teach my clients, right?
Yeah, right.
So much easier to teach others than yourself at times.
Yeah. That's why I thought it might resonate with you, because of this energy work that you do and connecting with that energy of the value of the outcomes of your work before you even start the conversation.
Yeah, I love it. I can already feel that just really uplifting energy that really brings that confidence and just, you know, that confidence that is going to, you know, that other person, that the person on the other end is
right.
really going to feel.
So they can feel that. Yes. Beautiful. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. So good. Excellent. I love that. All right. And, you know, Denise, I am interested here on hearing your thoughts about how the pandemic has impacted the work that you are doing, because in my mind anyway, gosh, I wish the pandemic was behind us at this point. I thought it would be, but we're still, I mean, there's light at the end of the tunnel, right? But I would think in my mind that the stress and the overwhelm, just everything that has been created or instigated because of the ripple effects of the pandemic has had just a big impact on how people are feeling and this state of overwhelm. So can you speak a little bit about this and just how it's impacted the work that you do?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You said it really well. I think that we are all really experiencing many of the symptoms of burnout. Mm-hmm. We just can't handle one more thing. You know, right. Our nervous systems, our brains. And so what I've seen is, yes, there is a huge need for people to really learn to navigate change mm-hmm. With more ease and grace, and to do so in a way that is not one more thing on their to-do list.
Right, right.
In a way that really helps them make deposits into their resilience bank accounts, as I like to say. And so when I work with people, I come from that place of we really work on restoring first, really helping people move from that stress state to that relaxed state. Then, and only then, when we create that really strong foundation, can we then move forward in making the changes we want in our life. Mm-hmm. So yes, I've seen that a lot over these past few months.
Yeah, I would imagine. And that's why your work is just so important now more than ever. So, and you talked a little bit about how you work with women, but can you share a little bit more about how you help women finally achieve this healthy, fulfilling life? Can you maybe go into your philosophy or your approach?
Sure. So first of all, I believe that we all deserve to be happy. And I believe that it is possible to love your life. So I think we get stuck again in this cycle of overwhelm and self-doubt. And we start to lose our passion and joy for our life and our work. Mm-hmm. And so helping women really reconnect, again, doing that inner work to really reconnect with that passion inside of them, reconnect with their inner strength, and help them move forward to whatever it is they want more of in their life. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of ways that I do that, different approaches that I use, but my approach is always to guide and teach with the goal of empowerment. So I believe that we all have the answers within, and that we are in charge of our own healing and growth. And so my focus is really on offering that encouragement and insight and resources and accountability for people who are on their own journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. That is, oh, I love that. I love how you recognize that everything is within, but it's a matter of tapping into that, you know, and helping people really reconnect with their passion and their inner strength, and that it is possible to love your life. I mean, that is huge. That is huge, especially if somebody is trapped in that feeling of overwhelm and not feeling that, you know, they have the self-worth to actually feel that love for their life. So yeah, powerful, powerful work. Well, Denise, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
So the best way to connect with me, Wendy, is through my website, which is liveinspiredcoaching.com. Again, that's liveinspiredcoaching.com.
Okay.
And on the website, I have a couple of ways they can connect with me. I offer a free 45-minute discovery session.
Oh, nice.
And I love connecting with people and just having a conversation about what's going on in their world and how I can help. And then I also have a free toolkit on my website. So it's called 5 Simple Strategies for a Calmer, Happier You.
Nice.
And the toolkit offers lots of resources. I've got some guided meditations in there. I have a journal and just lots of support for beginning the journey.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. Yeah, that toolkit sounds like it's really got some great things in it. So 5 simple strategies for a calmer,
happier you.
Calmer,
and
happier
I purposely
you.
Chose calmer, happier you instead of calmer, happier life because, you know, life happens.
Right, right. You can't. Yes, stuff happens.
So what we have to learn is again, that we have that choice on how we respond to life. Mm-hmm. So really focusing on ourselves.
That's great. Yeah, boy, that sounds like something. I think I'm going to sign up for that. That sounds great. So your website, again, is liveinspiredcoaching.com. And you also have on your website a way they can link up with you and schedule a 45-minute discovery session, which that's huge too, just to have that time with you to really, I'm sure it's a very a reflective time to really zero in on maybe some things that aren't apparent, which I call our blind spots, right? So that
Love
is,
that.
yeah, that's great. Fantastic. Well, Denise, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom through our conversation here. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Well, the best advice I can give is don't give up.
Right.
You are not alone.
Yep.
And, you know, every other day, I think we're on that roller coaster, but just reconnect again, reconnect to your why, that reason deep within that, you know, you are meant to do this. And when you reconnect with that why, that's going to get you back on course. But I also really recommend that, again, we're not meant to do this alone. So reach out for help. There are so many people like you, Wendy, who are there to help us. So don't think that you have to do this all alone. If that's one thing that I learned early on from my nonprofit days that didn't work, is that thinking I had to do everything on my own.
Right. And, you know, for some of us, it's difficult to reach out for help, but it is so critical, especially as an entrepreneur, because it's a journey that we weren't born with these skills. So yeah, no, great advice. I love that. Thank you so much. That's powerful wisdom there. So, and, you know, Denise, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early years as a leader in this grassroots nonprofit organization, to the impactful work you're now doing, helping women get the clarity, confidence, and courage they need to live meaningful and happy lives and create lives that they love, which is huge. I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Oh, thank you, Wendy, for the opportunity. It has been a pleasure.
Yeah. And again, for all our listeners, you can reach Denise Bischoff through her website. And that is liveinspiredcoaching.com, all one word, liveinspiredcoaching.com. Navigate through there and find that link to sign up for her 45-minute discovery session, as well as take advantage of the free toolkit that she has on there, the 5 simple strategies for a calmer, happier you. So that sounds like something that has got a lot of great wisdom in it. So, all right. Well, thank you again, Denise. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all 4 psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Denise Bischoff. And as always, here's to your success.